Hi, this is Stephen Webb, and you're listening to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 6.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Webb and this is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 6. And you heard from my, golly, you're already 14, my 14-year-old son, Steven. And he's not a junior because he has a different middle name than I do. And that's because I didn't want to have a junior running around. Nobody wants to be called junior. So I gave Steven the blessing of a different middle name from his dad. That was Too Familiar by Olwen Ringrose, and I found her at MySpace.
Really?
Yeah. MySpace can be a good thing.
Yep, can be a bad thing, too.
Yeah.
It's time-consuming, and some people get a little bit too friendly.
Yeah.
And they get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Olwen Ringrose. She is from Sussex, England, and she started playing piano at the age of 5.
Wow.
Can you believe that? She has sung since before she can remember. She enjoyed a classical music training, but her influences include, despite the classical influences, Simon and Garfunkel, Kate Rusby, Ava Cassidy, and Sting. And she has really well-crafted songs, and I really like what she's done. She has sung all over the world. She's been in Slovenia, France, Germany, Bulgaria, Israel, India, and in front of an open-air crowd of 1,500 in the Ukraine, singing in Russian. Man. So she's been all over the place. Just this week, I got a Please Add Me request from her. She's just brand new on MySpace. I just really, really like her music.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, so that's happening a lot more now in MySpace. I've been there for a while. I've got like 300 and some friends, quote unquote, on there. And a lot of people now are saying, hey, add me. And I'm listening to their music and I'm really, really enjoying it. This next one is a song that you picked out. And it's called By the Wayside. No, actually, By the Wayside.
That's the band.
Can you tell me anything about them? Do you know anything about them?
I have no idea. I just found them.
Where are they from?
They're from Tempe, Arizona.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we found them where?
On the PodSafe website.
PodSafe Music Network. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. It's been so long since she could smile.
Speaking of the rain, it's been raining here.
Yeah, it's been raining quite a bit.
Been raining a lot. We don't get a lot of rain in Southern California, but when it comes, it does come. Hey, I want to thank you. If this is the first time you've heard the music show, I know a lot of new people are listening this week because of the fact that there was a promo that was played on the Daily Source Code and Accident Hash and the History Podcast and all over the place. And I really want to just welcome all the new listeners. Hope you like what you hear and hope you come back again. So that was a good band. That was By the Wayside with Long Time Waiting. And Stephen found that band for me tonight. What did you say about them while they were playing?
Really good music. I like the melodies in it. And the piano sounds really good.
Yeah, very, very, very good stuff. Mm-hmm. This next one is by a guy by the name of Shock. That's what his stage name is. Name of the song is Wake Up. Shock was the Kanye West. Now, tell me about Kanye West. Why would they say he's the Kanye West? What is that?
He's a very popular R&B / hip-hop performer, and he just got really popular pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's won a few awards and stuff.
Well, Shock was the Kanye West of the hip-hop world from 1999 to 2003. And he had 5 platinum and 4 gold-selling CDs, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Right now, he is a Christian artist, and he's got this one song that is called Wake Up, and this is the title song of his brand new album.
I wake up around 3. Head pounding, I take a look around me. I'm surrounding myself with negativity, and it's sounding like I will never breathe. And I'm drowning, the bills don't wanna leave. I hate working, but cash I must achieve. With snakes lurking, no time for my family. My soul's hurting, this ain't my destiny. That's for certain, there's nothing but emptiness in the world, only God can fill me up. What is love, but the temptations are strong. I need to pray, if you wanna change the path you're on, then say,
I need to wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, cause money ain't everything. Wake up, all I do is drink all day now. Wake up, I gotta do it for my family. Wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, I'm losing my sanity. Wake up, the one that can save me. Wake up, I gotta get my life together now.
I look around, all I see are snakes, and they lie, steal, hate, cheat. I know it, everybody knows it. I see their face and they're up to no good, cause they lie, steal, hate, cheat. I know it, everybody knows it.
I ask God humbly, make me a servant, I ask for mercy. I don't deserve it, cause thoughts I'm a slave to all perverted, and cash is my idol. I need to change, I'm always chasing that money, and people will kill for that money. There's never enough of that money. There's nothing but misery with that money. There's nothing but emptiness in the world, only God can fill me up. What is love, but the temptations are strong. I need to pray, if you wanna change the path you're on, then say,
I need to wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, cause money ain't everything. Wake up, all I do is drink all day now. Wake up, I gotta do it for my family. Wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, I'm losing my sanity. Wake up, one that can save me. Wake up, I gotta get my life together now.
I just got a new whip, I need another one. I just got a new crib, I need a bigger one. I just got a new job, I need a better one. I just got 10 G's, already spent it doing what I gotta do to eat. It's all a game as I'm walking down the street. Things are the same, same song and the same beat. On the radio,
news and misery.
On the TV, there's nothing but emptiness in the world, only God can fill me up with his love, but the temptations are strong. I need to pray, if you wanna change the path you're on, then say,
wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, cause money ain't everything. Wake up, all I do is drink all day now. Wake up, I gotta do it for my family. Wake up, I forgot what's
what's important now.
Wake up,
I'm losing.
Wake up,
God's the only one to save me.
Wake up.
So, Stephen, what did you think of that one?
That was a good song, good positive message to it.
Yeah, and guess what? I picked it out.
Yeah.
This is 2 weeks now in a row that I've done hip-hop on the show. And what's funny about that is, as you know, I'm not a big hip-hop fan.
That's definitely true.
But there's some good stuff out there.
Yeah, there is.
On the very first weekend music show, I told everybody that they'd be hearing a big, wide variety of music. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, it is.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, it is.
The next band is called, I love the name of this band, Three Blind Mice. These are a bunch of old guys like me. They're from England, and their musical influences include the Beatles and lots of other ones. And I was just trying to get it up here on my computer, but my internet connection has gone down. But that's okay, because everybody can still listen to Jack and Billy. Listen to the words of this. This is really cool.
Barry on his head side, old Jack's out in the rain. He never really cared about the weather much anyway. Oh, Jack and Billy boy, what a joy. Jack and Billy boy out in it again, heading for the spinny on a wet day. Jack could say,
hey, Billy.
Then whistle Billy in again. 'Cause Jack knew Billy good and Billy well, he understood old Jack's every word. As long as I remember them, I remember them. Are you happy now? Say you're happy now.
Joy, Jack and Billy boy, what a joy. So, Jack and Billy boy, what a joy. You know, old Jack was a good soul. Although life did get the better of him in the end. Well, he seemed to lose his way a bit anyway. Well, I remember three things that he really loved. His wife Winnie, his old dog Billy, and his cuckoo clock. Jack came out of his darkness just for a moment on the day Winnie died. She was a good wife to me, he said. And his face dropped, he stopped his cuckoo clock, and he never did sing again. Jack slipped back into his world, wherever that may be. Probably with Billy in some wet spin somewhere. Say you're happy now. Good night, Jack.
What did you think of that?
That was very interesting. I've never really heard anything like it before. Yeah. But it was good, though.
Cool. Let's see. We got the Beatles, Joni Mitchell, Led Zeppelin, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Steely Dan. Those are all different influences from these guys. And they're from England as well. Let's see. What else can I tell you about them? That's about it. Go to their website. Actually, go to music.podshow.com to find it. Or, better yet, go to lifespringpodcast.com for the show notes page. I have links to all of the music that you're hearing today at my show notes website. So there you go. Three Blind Mice, Jack and Billy. I listened to a lot of their stuff today, and man, really, really, really good stuff. And they have kind of a strange British sense of humor. No offense at all to my British listeners. I know I've got lots of you. But you guys have just a different kind of sense of humor than we Americans do, and it's fun. Let's see, this next one is one that was selected by Stephen. This is...
All right, the band is A Step Behind, and the song name is First Dibs on Last Chances.
nothing to fear. I have been through it all by just living here. Put your hands back down. I don't wanna fight if you judge me now.
Man, that's some high-energy stuff for some weekend music.
Yeah, it is.
Tell me about them.
Okay, they were formed in 2002, and they're from Pearland, Texas. And it says they have a blend of energy, motivation, melody, and a drive. A step behind doles out catchy, sometimes emotional songs that incorporate their life experiences.
And that's right off their bio there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are. I like his vocals a lot. It reminds me of a band that I used to listen to called Stave Saker.
Tell me about Stave Saker.
They were a Christian band from the 90s area. Matt got me into them.
And Matt is?
My older brother.
Yeah, my oldest boy.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, it's kind of funny. I'm standing here talking to Steven, and I'm almost having to look up to him. He's 14 years old, and he wears a size, what, 14 shoe now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's quite a bit bigger than my foot.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. On your mom's side, there are some very tall people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm above average. I'm just under 6 feet. Mm-hmm. And so that means you're just under 6 feet because we're just about equal right now.
Yeah.
But the lovely lady Leanne had a great-grandfather, something like that, that mm-hmm. was 6'7".
Yep. He was a tall guy.
Tall guy. And then, of course, you have an uncle, Rick.
Mm-hmm. He's like 6'3", 6'4", something like that.
Yeah, he's somewhere in there. Yeah. I don't think he's quite as tall as Adam is. I was telling Timothy last week that Adam says that he's 5'17".
Yeah.
So you'll probably get there someday. We're going to change up the tempo of the music now. We're going to listen to a lady by the name of Jamie Leonhart. And the name of the music is, or the name of the song is Forward Motion. I really like this. See if you think that you'll like it too. Steven and I don't really have the same musical taste all the time. But listen to this, Steven, and tell me what you think at the end of it.
Okie dokie.
To bone with all of my might to anchor against the eventual flow of forward motion. Night after night I wake with a start with my heart exploding, willing a change without doing a thing to make it happen. Days are so weary with worry and regret. Obsessing in circles has done me no good, and time that's eaten up daily by worrying about failure while life just happens. So time keeps passing by, and my only reason for decide is I'm not quite certain what's behind the curtain, so I move slowly through days that are weary with worry and regret. Obsessing in circles has done me no good, and I struggle to
your mom is taller than the average woman too. Your mom is 5'8".
Yeah, she is.
So
I thought she was 5'9".
No, she's 5'8".
Oh, okay.
Well, she's 5 foot like 12 when she has her heels on.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, she's kind of tall. That was Jamie Leonhart with Forward Motion. What'd you think about her?
Well, I don't think it was really my style, but I think for what kind of music it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's always Stephen's charitable way of saying, I didn't really like it, Dad. But I really like her. She's got kind of a bluesy, jazzy kind of a style there, and, mm-hmm. and of course, I like that kind of stuff. The bio says, whether live or recorded, backed by a trio or a small circus of instruments, Jamie Leonhart's, check this, smoky 3+ octave voice. More than 3 octaves.
Wow.
That's amazing. Anyway, yeah. Dances freely in the vocal lines, delivering intricate melodies with warmth and simplicity. Her music captures the freedom and unpredictability of jazz improvisation and the gut instinct of soul and the blues. And of course, I just love that kind of stuff. She says, living in New York, it is impossible not to draw ideas from the city's soundscape. Music of the world, heard in taxi cabs, folk singers in the subway, classical concerts in Central Park, samba and merengue streaming out of apartment windows during summertime, and the list goes on. It really sort of sounds a little bit, you people in New York are going to hate this, but that sounds a little bit like a description of Los Angeles, too. I mean, there are so many different cultures in L.A. that it's just amazing.
Yep.
So anyway, that was Jamie Leonhart, and I really like her music. All right, next, tell me about this next band.
The next band is MXPX, and they were formed in 1992.
By the way, this is all coming from the top of Steven's head. He is an expert on MXPX. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
1992.
Uh-huh. That's when they were formed, and they're from Washington, Washington State. And they didn't come to down here in like Southern California and the rest of the United States till a little bit later. And my big brother, Matt, he was one of the first people to actually buy their CD, like, out in Southern California. So I've been listening to them since I was really little. And so I've always liked them, even though, like, their newer stuff, like most bands that sound like that, I don't really like them.
Sound like what?
You
like, said most bands that sound like that.
Like MXPX. And they're just like a pop punk. They're not as punk as they used to be. They used to be a little bit more raw. But their new stuff is incorporated a little bit more pop into it, but it still sounds great. And I think they've always tried to keep a positive message, which is something that I like, you know. And they've pretty much been always doing it for the love of the music. They're not always trying to make money, because they haven't like always been like played on the radio. And they're definitely a band that could be played all the time if they wanted to.
Of course, they've had a lot of hits on the radio too, right?
Only like two or three, as far as I know. Like, I've only heard like two songs on K-Rock, and like they hardly ever play them.
Okay, K-Rock is a local, what kind of station would you call it?
Just rock. Like, they play like modern rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They have 7 full-length albums and a whole lot of EPs, and like they have some live CDs and stuff.
Cool. Well, we found this one, surprisingly, on the PodSafe Music Network.
They always said that Bonesome Dad was where I'd spend my days, 'cause I just couldn't settle down, my life was such a craze. They always said that Bonesome Dad would finally get to me, but Bonesome is the only way that I truly feel free. Yeah, Bonesome Dad is great. Fresh new starts and broken hearts where no one knows your name. The Lonesome Town is crowded, I'm always first in line. With fresh new starts for broken hearts and wasting all my time. The Lonesome Town, it's got its good, it should have got its bad. Like walking around the big dance floor for the day you wish you had. They always said that Lonesome Town would finally get to me, but Lonesome is the only way that I truly fell for rain. Yeah, where Lonesome Town is crowded, where everyone's the same, with fresh new starts and broken hearts where no one knows your name. But Lonesome Town is crowded, I'm always first for broken hearts and wasting all my time. You're either born to lose or you're born to win, that's just what I found. But I've come to accept the fact, I've come to accept the fact, that's right, I've come to accept the fact that I was born in Lonesome Town.
So that was MXPX with MXPX, that's easy for me to say, with Lonesome Town. Thank you for finding that.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Stephen, thank you for being with me today.
You're welcome.
We have one more song that we're going to play, but before we get out of here, I just wanted to say it's been fun, and thank you for being here.
You're welcome, and it has been fun.
Good, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Next is Jim Vellandre. I played this song first time on the LifeSpring podcast probably about a year ago. But I got an email from Jim today, and it says, "Hey, Steve, can I ask for your help on this? Please pass it along if you would be so kind." And that's what I'm doing. Anyway, he says, "My song, Live for the Line, is in the running for Song of the Year with the John Lennon Songwriting Contest."
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
It's really cool.
"Starting on the 15th of March," he says, "I go into an online voting battle with one other song in my category. Can you pass this along and ask others, or ask if others will send in their votes? It would be greatly appreciated. If you like this song, go to my show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com, and there'll be a link there where you can go over there and vote for the song. This is Live for the Line with Jim Vellandre, and he's been a good friend of the podcast ever since, almost ever since the beginning. So take a listen.
On forever, an eternal timeline.
So that's Jim Vellandre with Live for the Line. Oh, by the way, I got him to put a couple of songs up on the PodSafe Music Network today, so you can check him out over there as well. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll be talking to you Monday. And in the meantime, this is Steve Webb in the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show with Stephen Webb, my guest. Have a great weekend, and God bless you.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.